Thousands of Oregonians, Madam President, have responded to my draft proposal, far more than I could have ever expected. As a result of all of this, this is now really much more their bill than it is my bill. Madam President, Mount Hood and the Columbia Gorge must be protected because the people of Oregon love and treasure these special areas. They're proud of these areas, and they are demanding that Oregonians come together, regardless of political party, regardless of political philosophy, to protect these treasures now and for future generations. The people of my state helped write this bill, Madam President, and I believe it's going to be the people of Oregon working with our delegation on a bipartisan basis who are going to help us get this passed and signed by the President of the United States. And I thought that the mountain bikers raised valid concerns. So we took two steps. I have proposed, and I'm very interested in talking to my friend from Tennessee who's got such an interest in the environment and recreation generally, about an idea we proposed in this legislation to create a Mount Hood Peddlers Demonstration Experiment. We call it Hood PDX, which would in effect be the nation's first mountain bike area that would adjoin such a treasure as Mount Hood. In this demonstration project, Hood PDX would be managed as wilderness, though it wouldn't be wilderness. It would be a pilot project encompassing over 13,000 acres and over 50 miles of trail. The mountain bikers would have 10 years to establish that bikes can exist peacefully with wild natural areas. We also made boundary adjustments to keep them on over 120 miles of trails that they were concerned about losing. As the Forest Service is well aware, Mount Hood's non-mechanized use is going to increase dramatically over time. But the Forest Service's own documents acknowledge that we are not today even close to being ready to deal with this eventuality. According to the Forest Service Management Plan, the Mount Hood National Forest already provides resources for nearly twice the current demand for developed recreation, such as skiing and power boating and sightseeing by car. But it meets less than two-thirds of the demand for backcountry recreation. The future ahead is even more challenging. The management plan goes on to project that by 2040, the Mount Hood National Forest will meet only 16% of the demand for wilderness recreation, while still meeting over 100% of the demand for mechanized recreation. The Forest Service projected shortfall means an ever-increasing number of Oregonians and other Americans will be forced into wilderness that is just inadequate given these great needs.